Greg, tell us about the weather event that's approaching the Upper Lynn Canal.
We have a small system, a compact low, that's currently racing northward up past Cape Spencer and up past Fairweather. And as it's coming northward, it's bringing a big southerly wind push with it. So right now, the winds in Skagway are pretty calm, but we're already seeing those southerly winds gradually pushing up the channels and gradually pushing up the canals, and we're expecting those to actually reach Skagway a little later tonight. And when they do, we think that they could reach as high as maybe 35 knots sustained, so a really strong wind.
35 knots, that's about how many miles an hour?
It's in excess of 40 miles per hour, I can tell you that much right off the top of my head, and that's sustained. Wind gusts will be around 55 miles per hour as some of that wind push manages to work its way down to the surface. Now, the good news is that this shouldn't last too long. Wind should diminish once again slowly overnight and through the early morning hours tomorrow. But, you know, right now it's the calm before the storm, as it were.
That's right. So it's heading northward, so it's going to hit Haines then before it hits Skagway. How long in between the two communities? I mean, we're only about 17 miles apart, but like what sort of time span are we looking at for it to get from Haines all the way up to Skagway?
That's a good question. That's always one of the challenging questions to answer because it's, you know, it's the great battle between northerly wind and southerly outflow. But in this case, we definitely expect the southerly outflow is going to prevail and give us those strong winds. So you're looking at maybe an hour or two's difference at most before it hits first Haines and then reaches up northward and finally reaches Skagway.
Okay. You're expecting the gust to increase in Haines at about what time?
Right now it's going to be approximately, we're thinking, perhaps around 6 p.m. However, that could vary by a couple hours on either direction. Once again, it all depends on how fast this wind surge is able to work its way up.
Okay. Greg, thanks so much for the update. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great day.